Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1918, Anthony S. Nerlinger.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure proposing two units. Be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6,000 square feet more or less and lying east of Ocean Drive across from Cove Road and being lot 84 in Tower Shore subdivision east of Route 1. This will be the northernmost development south of the inlet. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the survey and site plan. And again, I also provide copies of and one for the applicant. And there was a series of letters in opposition to this application. For the benefit of the record, we did not request comments from DelDOT on this application since it's an oceanfront lot in the middle of Tower Shore subdivision. We did get comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It's in the form of a memorandum received on December 13 and advises that the site is located in the North Bethany expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The wastewater capacity is available for the project based on their office's interpretation of Ordinance Number 508. That Ordinance 38 construction is not required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,697 per equivalent dwelling unit, that the parcel is served with 1 8-inch lateral with a 6-inch cleanout stack and located approximately in the middle of the parcel's frontage along Ocean Road. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, and that a concept plan is not required for this portion of the application. For the benefit of the record, again, if you can bear with me, I tried to summarize all the letters that were received. We received 7 different letters. The first letter was from the four unit owners within the only adjoining condominium. And then we received three other letters individually, two of which were same parties that were involved in that four unit building. They expressed concern about the public notice process, and they referenced specifically the lack of notice and requesting rescheduling of the public hearing for more participation. But the lot is currently a sand dune and is located fully seaward of the building line. It is set by the State Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. That the current condition of the lot is a large, very high and healthy dune that is protecting the homes directly behind it on Ocean Road, as well as the homes on Cove Road and even Route 1 from storm surge and flooding. But the plans indicate that the applicant intends to remove and displace amounts of sand, that they are protecting construction of any building on this dune lot since the Sussex County Code provides in 115-189C that, and I quote, no primary dune material may be removed or displaced except that the driving of piling shall not be considered displacement of dune material, and that no material from the dune or beach may be removed or displaced prior to the completion of all buildings and structures on a given lot. That the county code is consistent with the FEMA definitions and guidelines which reference that, and again I quote, human alteration of sand dunes within V zones is prohibited unless it can be demonstrated that such alteration will not increase potential flood damage. The sand dunes are important first lines of defense against coastal storms and can do much to reduce losses to inland coastal development. It can be assumed that any removal or other alteration of a sand dune will render the dune more susceptible to erosion and increase potential damages to structures behind that dune. and communities are advised to prohibit all alterations of sand dunes unless the applicant can submit engineering analysis that demonstrate that flood damages will not be increased prior to issuing any permits. So, and end of quote. That there is no possible way that a legitimate engineering analysis could show that flood damage will not be increased if the sand dune on this lot is altered to accommodate the construction of any dwelling. That there have already been numerous occasions of storm surge flood damage to homes on both Ocean Road and Cove Road due to the construction of the dune lot directly south of Lot 84. Construction on Lot 84, because of its location at the corner, would in fact be expected to cause far greater property damage from storm surge and flooding. That FEMA has set forth guidelines to minimize flooding and relies on Sussex County to enforce the guidelines. That the FEMA website references that nearly 20,000 communities across the United States and its territories participate in the National Flood Insurance Program by adopting and enforcing floodplain management ordinances to reduce flood damage. That in exchange, the National Flood Insurance Program makes federally backed flood insurance available to homeowners, renters, and business owners in these communities. That the ability of homeowners in Tower Shores to be eligible to get flood insurance depends on Sussex County being good stewards of the FEMA guidelines. That the county has incorporated these guidelines into its regulations, and residents expect the county to uphold its own regulations. And an example, 115-189A of the code references that, and I quote, "The purpose of this section is to assist in the preservation and restoration of the primary coastal dune, thereby contributing to the safety and welfare of the occupants of the lands adjacent to and landward thereof, to provide for construction control and land development measures for all new construction and substantial improvements occurring within the flood-prone districts, to limit the visual obstruction of beach and berm by structures erected thereon, and to limit the encroachment of shadow on the beach by structures located adjacent thereto." That in 2010, a number of Northeasters cut the beach down by up to 12 feet in front of this lot. There are concerns about the height of the building proposed, that the residents do not want any more damage to their property due to the removal of the dune, that the residents do not want to lose their flood insurance as a result of said damage. The residents want to preserve the value of their property by keeping the total building height comparable to that of the neighborhood. That the proposed building plans consist of two dwellings, each with five bedrooms, with a potential occupancy of 10 people per dwelling, or 20 total. That only one parking space per dwelling is proposed under each unit. That there is no additional street or lot parking in Tower Shores. That there should be a safety concern due to the narrowness of the streets and Tower Shores, with people walking on the streets for access to the beach. That the proposed construction plan show the dunes being leveled and lowered, and the excess sand being pushed forward towards the ocean. That lowering the dune permits the three-story dwelling to remain at the maximum height of 42 feet. That parking will be under the units, thereby establishing a four-foot building. That the dunes on the site are 5 feet high except to Ocean Road and progress to 10 feet on the ocean side. That it is mathematically impossible to construct a 42-foot high structure the same height as other buildings without lowering the dune. That a person cannot see over the dune while standing on Ocean Road. That if the dunes are pushed forward towards the ocean, the first northeaster storm will completely wash the sand away. That the pushed dune sand will be too close to the ocean water line, that the impact of lowering the dunes can easily be seen by viewing the Four Winds townhouse on the adjacent lot, that the dunes are completely gone, that there is parking below those units, that a person can stand on Ocean Road and see the ocean under the Four Winds townhomes, and that high ocean storm water continually goes under this building and onto Ocean Road and under Atlantis 2 townhouses. That's a summary of those five letters.
All right, sir.
And that's all I have for this time.
All right, then. Yes, sir. Step right up.
My name is Tony Nerlinger. I'm a resident, 2405 Riddle Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware, and a lifelong resident of Delaware, and a licensed builder and contractor in Newcastle County in the state of Delaware for over 20 years. I have a vested interest in Tower Shores, and I plan on retaining ownership of one of the units. And in response to all the list of items that are in the Mr. Lank's, the letters that were turned in, if you look at the plot plan, okay, first of all, to really summarize, what I'm proposing doing is what's already been done, all the conforming use, the variance for the duplex in terms of the building construction is 6,000 square feet to 7,260 square feet. To the height of the building, there's going to be essentially the same as the ones that are next door that are in Four Winds. Most every property in Tower Shores has gone through the same conforming use, the same variances. In reference to their properties. So there's nothing different there. When you look at that plot plan, if you look at the elevations, you'll see that there is sand, the dune underneath it. For example, I can envision building this house, the two duplexes, and the decks actually being maybe a foot above the height of the sand. Now, as you heard in it said in the letter, that in Four Winds properties, which are next door, they're saying in the letter there's essentially no dune in the Four Winds property. A week ago or 2 weeks ago, I had a telephone conference with the Tower Shores Homeowners Association Board of Directors, and one of their main concerns was sand blowing underneath Four Winds units, and also water when there's a storm coming across and going underneath their units, because of the lack of the dune. In their letters where it cites about nearly 20,000 communities across the United States and its territories participate in the National Flood Insurance Program, by adopting and enforcing the floodplain, one thing I think, it's my understanding, is incorrect, is that they're holding Sussex County responsible for enforcing the dunes, where my understanding is that's DNREC. And they have an officer that represents the National Flood Insurance Program that would go out and inspect the site. And my contention is this: is the all of these houses are up on pilings that are like 7.5 feet high. So you can see that underneath that deck, that if you go from the deck beyond, you have a pretty consistent dune that is close to 6 or 7 feet high. Next door at Four Winds, as it was stated in our letter, you don't have any dune. So, it's kind of stated that, and I try to look at this because I have vested interest in terms of owning one of these properties, and I want as much sand in front of me as I can get. And as it said in one of the letters, I have an intention of taking sand off of the property. I don't have an intention of taking sand off the property. Though it makes an awful lot of sense in talking with Jeff Shockley, if I say that correctly, that it certainly makes a lot of sense to take some of the sand underneath of the house and use it to rebuild the dune in Four Winds. That this section where it says about the National Flood Insurance Program, that it is an agreement, National Flood Insurance, from my readings, is an agreement between the community and the in program to implement and enforce. And my question is this, this property, since I'm not going to move any of the dune that's out beyond the decks especially, and we're on this property, and there is a definition of primary dune, and the primary dune on this property should be out on the beach side of the property lines. That's where it was supposed to have been, but when they moved the sand up after the 2009 storm, the person moved it up, the homeowners association not staked out where the property lines were, so he actually pushed it too far to the houses. So Mike, as Jeff actually said to me also, it makes a lot of sense to use that sand to rebuild these dunes. And it's interesting, they say they're concerned about losing flood insurance because of this property that has a 7 or 8 foot dune in front of it, as opposed to the property that's next door that has no dune. So in reference to the questions and the numbers that were used in Mr. Lank's letter that are in, look, I've not had a chance to review the letters that were in opposition, but they're not the correct numbers in terms of this. So what I'm proposing is what's already there, not taking sand off of the site, unless DENREC wants that sand to be used to rebuild the dune on next door, which is causing the water problem, which makes a lot of sense, and doing that at my cost, with the sand that is just underneath the building, which apparently after the house is built, and it was stated to me by one of the people in DENREC, I'll build the house and then move the sand, which I don't know that makes a whole lot of sense. But I'm concerned with the neighborhood and want to do what I can to solve any problems that are there, because I'm going to continue to own one of these properties. And it's going to be the same as what's there. The building is going to look like one of the other buildings that are in Tower Shores, that there's about 10 of them. I guess Buchanan is a builder that built them in Tower Shores. So it's the exact same building that was built. And I did that purposely, so that it could put people's mind at ease about what's going in there. So.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Nerlinger. And I think you repeated 5 or 6 times what was going to be my question, that it's your contention that your finished product is going to look extremely similar to what is there in the rest of the neighborhood. Is
correct.
That correct?
The newer units that had been built.
The newer units,
that up
yes.
near the restaurant, near the ocean.
Yeah. You made a reference to the height of yours, I think you said, would be essentially similar. Can you define, you realize there is a
yes, it's
height
42
restriction,
feet.
42 feet.
And this will be approximately a foot below that.
Mm-hmm.
I have the plans, a set of plans in my bag, if anybody wants
what
to see
what you've got here. The I did have a question for whoever wants to jump in here, either Mr. Lank, Mr. Robertson, or the applicant. While Sussex County has, we have our setbacks and our building codes, in a case like this on the ocean front, isn't there a higher authority? Is not DNREC at least reserving for themselves a higher set of regulation on what could happen and where it could be built?
We thought so, but recently DENREC, a representative, been saying that we have the authority.
Really?
But it's still
they've got to grant approval of the beach preservation permit before we can even consider the site plan.
Understood.
And or the building plan, I should say.
But that's still based on the county setbacks and the DENREC.
We have
building
to deal with setbacks and what DENREC tries to do is, in this situation, to allow for construction is to get the building as far back away from the ocean as possible, and then we would have. Whether or not we had to grant a variance for the setback location to encroach closer to Ocean Road. And the difficulty of that is that you got to have 2 parking spaces per unit, and how can you place the parking spaces in that area, and they end up could be backing out into the street. So we have to look at that too. So we can't go back as far as they might like us to.
But to follow up with that question, those are, I would consider, whether, as you know, with the change in zone, conditional use or even a subdivision, those types of things are more, frankly, building code site plan issues than land use issues. What the commission needs to look at is whether or not a duplex on this property is appropriate land use for that lot.
So if I could borrow Mr. Ross's words from a few minutes ago, the other public hearing, that we would be acting on this application of a conditional use, and then county council acts one way or the other on January the 10th or shortly thereafter. And if it was acted on favorably, the site plan could then dictate, such as what Mr. Ross's words were about the septic and the number of parking spaces. Yeah.
With the sort of additional layer in there of the Board of Adjustment, I think there was mention of that they need some variances too.
Right.
Yeah.
So the ordinance requires that they be at least 30-foot setback from Ocean Road, and they're proposing to be 20. So their application for the variance in density, because their lot's only 6,000 square foot, they would need 7,260 square foot, so they're asking for a variance for that density calculation. They're also asking for a variance in the setback requirement to be closer to Ocean Road, to be further back from the ocean.
Which puts the 30-foot setback in the back of the property on the ocean side rather than the roadside, which has been done with all the properties to adjacent to the right. It's in order to have them, when they were originally built, have them back further from the beach.
I don't know that that's true or not. I have to go back into the records. I don't know if there was ever Commission ever established that Tower Shores oceanfront was their front, but that would be a lot of research to figure that out, and it's been developing that way for actually started development before zoning ever was existing in Sussex County.
But this is exactly what's already existing to the adjacent or within the subset of townhouse units. And also, when you were talking about like the division between Denrec and Sussex County, and this Denrec has a four-step process that you have to meet to proceed, and that four-step process works with the building envelope that's presented by Sussex County. And what it says is that, for instance, one of them is that the house is back in the building envelope as far as it can, you know, can be, because you can see here where the building envelope could be extended out. Well, they want it to be as back away from the beach as far as it can be. So you'd make the building wider and filled up the whole rear property line and have the building back rather than building it forward and not using up the side setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's four requirements for that. And I've applied them, submitted them to Denrec.
So you've had conversations with Denrec?
Oh, yes. I've made a submission to Denrec. And
have you built an oceanfront structure before?
I haven't built oceanfront, but the person that's working with me on it, and I was debating whether you should come here tonight, is John Shade, who is a longtime builder in Sussex County. He built Indian Harbor Villas, and he actually built the units to the right, the Four Winds units, and that's where I've gotten the blueprints from him, from the Four Winds units, to adjust those a little bit. But the footprint and stuff is the same. So he's working with me on this, because it is different from, I build mainly custom houses up in Newcastle County.
Thank you, sir.
Are you busy?
Pardon me?
Are you busy?
No. I was kind of fortunate to get some things sold prior to this happening. And
not surprised.
So this proposed, now this mentions here, three-story duplex condominium. So this would be under a condominium regime?
Yes.
Will you establish restrictions and covenants?
Yes.
Will you be a member of the Tower Shores Homeowners Association?
Or yes.
They will be, and they'll be RNCs. They'll be sold fee simple?
Yes.
Subject to condominium documents. The parking is a site plan thing, number of cars, you would at some point have trash receptacles or something out front, I guess.
You mean during construction?
Or out back, depending if you can.
You mean during construction?
No, I mean after you live there.
I'm not exactly sure what everybody does in Tower Shores for their trash, but whatever is consistent with what's done in Tower Shores.
Mm-hmm. But that
you mean for the trash that you use every day and throw in the trash?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure what they do in Tower Shores for the trash. But I would do whatever what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure they don't take it over to Four Winds next door.
No.
Okay. And this property, just for clarification of the commissioners that went down there and viewed it, This is entirely south of the 10-foot boardwalk pedestrian crossover the dunes, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that 40 by 100 to the north of that boardwalk is not the subject of this application. That's owned by Towers.
Correct. That's,
by
that's part of
Atlantic
the,
Watergate.
The Watergate.
Watergate
thing.
Yeah. I believe that's his answer. And is there a need for two units in this area?
The, you know, how many, I meant to look, it's over 100, and maybe some of the audience can tell me how many units are in Tower Shore. How many units are in Tower Shore?
Sir, if that's anybody else is going to testify,
okay.
They've got to come up and introduce.
But there's over 100 units, that might be like 200 units in there, and all of those properties has, have gone through the same, because the lots are all the same size. As a matter of fact, the Four Winds properties are actually, this is smaller than the Four Winds. Four Winds has five, actually 2.5 units per lot. And all these lots were the same. They have 2.5 units per lot, where this is 2 units per lot.
And this would be served by county sewer?
Yes.
And central water?
Yes.
And I believe the director said there's currently one lateral to the site now, so there'd be, what, additional impact fees to bring another EDU on board?
Well, I talked to them, to the person in sewer, and you can bring the two into the one lateral that goes into the sewer.
Got an 8-inch lateral.
8-inch.
With a 6-inch clean out.
Yeah, okay. That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
Yes, I guess if it wasn't for the fact that you were asking for multifamily dwelling structures, I mean, you could build a single-family home on there just getting the permits. Is that correct?
You know, the this property was for, the, you know, it's an estate, and the kids have had it. They've had it on the market for 3 years, and they were trying to market it as a single-family home, and no one was interested in it. Matter of fact, I talked to a realtor in an open house at one of the gated communities closer to Bethany Beach. And I was talking to him about Tower Shores, and he said he sent one of his buyers up there that was interested in a single-family house. And the buyer came back and said he'd want nothing to do with the townhouses up there. So,
but I mean, there's
and
nothing,
it's a
nothing
subdivision. For- it's what the thing is in terms of, and this is for the heirs, the people that own that property, that there might be a couple of properties that are still haven't gone through this conditional use, and you guys went through one just last year that did the same conditional use, the same square foot, as my understanding is, if it's not exactly right what I'm saying, the same exact things that I'm going through here for this one particular lot, and it was approved.
Well, the point I was trying to make for the record was that, I mean, there's nothing to prevent a building from going in that particular space, whether it's multifamily or single family. There's
correct.
Nothing to prevent that from happening. And then that brings me to where you are already going is, I don't know which is easier. How many units are not multifamily, or how many units are multifamily in that immediate vicinity in that Tower Shores? And looks like this.
You know, Mr. Lang can answer that.
I can't tell you the actual numbers because there are, if my figures are right, and I just double checked it, it's not too long. There's 3 vacant parcels in Tower Shores, and there are 5 single family homes. The rest of them have been conditional uses, townhouses that existed prior to zoning. That would be the Atlantis, Watergate, et cetera.
Which are much smaller units.
You can see that this doesn't want to happen. This is Tower Shore. The ones with a cross-hatching, which is a majority, are multifamily prior to zoning. The ones in red are multifamily approved by the Board of Adjustment prior to the change in the ordinance years ago, where the conditional use process went into effect. And the one with X's, if you can see them, I don't have any background, but the one with the X's are conditional uses.
Gotcha. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
No, I just don't have the magic. And density-wise, we figured that Atlantic Watergate and part of Atlantis were probably a density of over 36 units per acre, basically. Now we're down to 12. And 12 now require a variance because that's 3,630 square foot per unit. So that's why the variance process goes into it also.
All right, Mr. Johnson.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton?
The ordinance is two units, two parking units per...
Two parking spaces per unit.
And you're doing no underground parking at all, you're just...
You know, this was, you know, the surveyor drew this up, and certainly I'm going to try to make as much parking here as possible. So, but what he's required to do is show two.
Okay.
Do I think there's going to be more than two? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
Blank, you have anything else?
I think everything's been asked.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
I have one just for the record for Mr. Lank, if you could clarify one thing, since there was a letter in the record. Just to make sure we complied with the statutory notice requirements, was the property posted, Mr. Lank?
Property was posted and also advertised in two newspapers, and there were, I can tell you, we sent courtesy notices out for residents in the area.
Okay.
Just for per note, because one of the complaints was that the building Four Winds, I believe, did not get notice. I double checked it this week. I went to the computer online in our system of the AS400. I went through the planning and zoning listing of parcels access. It said invalid number. I went to the assessment access, said invalid again. I then said, well, there's got to be some way. But I knew there was a building there. So I went into a map search and pulled a map search through the assessment document, and it came up that that number did exist, but it had a unit number behind it, and that's where it was missed. So there was A, B, C, and D, or 1, 2, 3, and 4, I forget which it was. But it was there.
Right. Okay, and just for the...
We just have to change the way we research the numbers.
For the commission's benefit, and also for any members of the public, state law for a change in zoner conditional use, it's actually chapter... 69 and 70 of Title IX of the Delaware Code say that property must be posted and the proposed ordinance must be advertised in two newspapers at least 15 days prior to the public hearing, which has happened. There's a little bit of confusion because the subdivision code says that on a subdivision, you have to provide notice, you have to do it to folks within 200 feet, property owners. There's no such requirement on a conditional use or change in zone, with the exception of the commission's rules of procedure, which do have the 200-foot mailing requirement. However, it has the sort of the disclaimer, the caveat to that, that says, you know, while every attempt should be made to make the 200-foot mailings, it specifically says that failure to comply with the provision of this rule shall not be considered a defect in the requirements for public notice of a public hearing. So certainly it sounds like every effort was made to do that, but more importantly, the state law requirements were complied with on this one. So I just want to get that into the record.
You know, and add to that, I did go through all the sites that were notified or notice was sent. And the parcel, if you can see this one, the parcel here, all the areas in green were sent notice except that one parcel, the one that didn't get notice. And it wasn't intentional. It was just, as I tried to say, it was missed.
And that's...
We called a unit number.
But it appears that folks that were in that unit, though, have had notice because they've sent...
They were...
This is always the irony of these notice debates, is that when folks come to us and say, I didn't get notice, my next question is always, well, then how did you hear about it? Mm-hmm. You know, because the whole point of notice is for somebody to hear about it. They heard about it. So, you know...
It was 2 weeks ago
that... I heard about it.
It was 2 weeks ago that I participated in... phone conference with the board for Tower Shores.
Yeah, so they know about it.
They, you know, knew about it then, and they were asking me about notice, and I was saying that was up to Sussex County.
And I'm satisfied that we've complied with
it. I think we've complied with the law, and we apologize to anyone who felt like they should have received the notice and didn't, but, you know, it does appear that...
Well, then again, too, those same parties that we know now that they have gotten notice, and if they couldn't participate tonight, they can still participate at council when
sure.
the public hearing comes
yeah.
up.
Well, you get to do this all over again. That's right.
More time to get their comments together.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1918, Anthony S. Nerlinger? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1918? All right, sir, we'll start with you since you're on your feet, and then the gentleman in the green shirt will go next.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. My name is Dean Campbell. I'm a member of the Bar of the State of Delaware. I'm here on behalf of...
Mr. Campbell, let me just stop you just for a second. You just mentioned that you are a member of the bar of the state of Delaware?
Yes.
And your bar number is?
3611.
Okay, and Mr. Robertson will take due notice of that. He will check the register in the morning just to make sure that you are telling the truth, so go ahead.
I think he already...
Welcome to planning and zoning in Sussex County,
I've been tried on that trick before.
Oh, really?
Yes, I have. In any event, I'm here tonight on behalf of some opposition to this application. Stacy Bohm Russell, Bob Klopfenstein, who's also going to speak in a moment, Dr. and Judy Marcus, and Ken Adams, and some of those you will note are some of the authors of the letters that you received. So yes, they did have notice. Yes, they're here through me. I'm presenting their objection. If I may, I had several of these printed off earlier today. This is an aerial shot of the area from Google Earth. I think it helps to see what you're looking at. I hope I have enough copies. If not, I apologize.
Sure, here. We've seen it a time or two.
No doubt that what's before you tonight is an environmentally sensitive application. The history of Tower Shores is quite lengthy. It was developed back in the late 1950s, and most of the buildings, from what I understand that you see in this aerial photograph, have been there since sometime around that area. The applicant mentioned that there have been a number of applications for multi-unit dwellings in this particular community. The question, however, is how many of those have been on the beach? We are already in a situation here where we have an application for a duplex, which increases by definition the size of the footprint of the building. There's already a variance application before the Board of Adjustments.
Mr. Campbell, just one thing. I don't think it's accurate to say that a duplex increases the footprint of the building, because I think the question was is that you could build a single family home on this property that has the same density and bulk dimensions as a multifamily.
Well, in that case, in particular, this building that's proposed obviously has a bigger footprint because we applied for a variance for the area, and that variance is due because the duplex requires a certain amount of space for each building. And in addition to that, I think the bigger concern with respect to the sand removal is that with the duplex, there are two dwellings that requires four parking spaces. So to say there's not going to be any sand removed, I think is, we all know, is not possible. There's going to be sand removed. The question is how much sand will be removed. And although the front dune, and when I say the front dune, I'm referring to the dune that's out near the ocean, although that may stay in place, how much depth is given to that dune is another question. That all that sand helps protect the community from the waters of the ocean. Mr. Klopfenstein will talk here in a moment about what happens in this community when there is a nor'easter or other storm that comes through. It's not a pretty sight. You showed me the pictures a few moments ago. And taking out this line of defense here that's created by this dune is certainly going to add to that problem. The other thing that I think is important is it appears that there's, perhaps the cart's before the horse. There is an application to have this zoned as a multifamily unit, but yet the variance still is pending, a variance that's requesting not only a larger building than what is allowed by the code currently, but also a setback of 10 feet, a third of what the setback is now. There's concern there about how much that is going to impact this particular area. The other thing that I think is critical, and this was discussed a few moments ago by members of the commission, is the DENREC's implications. DENREC does control the building. This particular structure is being built completely on the ocean side of the dune line, and that is within DENREC's jurisdiction, and the applicant, as of yet, He may have made application to DenRec, but he certainly can't show you a permit that he has in hand. There are a number of provisions in the county code which I think are applicable to what's before you tonight, and most of them were cited in those letters. I don't need to repeat those to you. But this particular building is being proposed. I think my clients in the community are aware that you can't stop construction necessarily on this property. However, by making it a duplex, and especially this duplex that has been proposed, you're taking up a little more room than was necessary, you're having to move more sand than was necessary, and the environmental circumstances around the community just can't handle that. Thank you. Are there any questions?
All right, sir, we thank you.
Could I answer?
Yeah, I think maybe one or two.
I'd like to answer one.
Okay, great.
You made reference to the fact that it's oceanfront, and it's most of them I thought it said pre-existed, but all the properties south of this site, being the Four Winds on parcel 83, parcel 99, were both conditional uses. They went through public.
Do you have the map? I'd like to.
I have a copy. I can show you. Okay. Parcel 100 contains three lots. It's also multifamily, and parcel 117 is also multifamily. That's everything south through Tower Shores. They went through public hearing.
Do we know when?
Years ago, but through the Board of Adjustment through a public hearing process. So there was a public hearing process on all four of those projects. Now, the parcel to the north were all part of Atlantis Watergate, so they were prior to them.
My point is not necessarily that it did it or did it not go through the process. The point I'm trying to make that was that back in 1950 when this community was developed, and even in 83 when the Preservation Act was passed by the legislature, the environmental circumstances were much different. There was a little more beach there at that time than there is now, probably. We're a little more sensitive now to beach preservation and protecting the dune lines and protecting the houses along that dune line. And I think the decision that that the county and the gentleman need to make now has to consider very heavily that environmental sensibility issue that's before you. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. All right, sir. Yes, sir. You're up.
Yep.
Okay.
My name is Bob Klopfenstein. I own a property in Tower Shores. I right behind the lot, and I'm president of Atlantis 2 and Atlantis 3 Civic Association. I have a prepared text. I'm going to paraphrase it. I'm not going to continue it. But
you can make it part of the record.
You can pass that up, and it'll become part of the record. Your full text will become. Do you need those notes to speak from? Because you can pass it up later.
I have it here.
You got it? Okay, great. Go ahead.
Plus, I'm going to paraphrase because a number of the points have already been covered.
All right, sir.
Excuse me. Okay. I've been an owner in Tower Shores for over 30 years. I'm a retired mechanical construction engineer from the DuPont Company up in Wilmington. So I know about construction, and I'm very familiar with Tower Shores since I've been there for 30 years. The proposal is to construct 2 3-story dwellings on the sand dunes, each with 5 bedrooms. That's an important number. 5 bedrooms with 4.5 baths and a 7-foot-high space underneath the building to permit the parking of 2 cars. The dwelling will be 42 feet high and require the relocation of the 10-foot-high dunes in where it is now. I went out and measured the dunes. They're 5 feet high on the road, Ocean Road, and they're 10 feet high on the far ocean front side. My concerns are, DENREC, and this has been pointed out, DENREC regulation requires a notice of proposed buildings be mailed to all adjacent owners 20 days in advance. As of today, no such notice has been sent nor received by the 13 owners of the adjacent properties, next to all touching Lot 34. These are the 5 owners of Four Winds, and the 8 owners of Atlantis 2, in which I was.
You are aware that we can't control what DENREC does.
Understand.
And we're not to the point of a building yet. This is just the conditional use.
And I understand. I heard that discussion, but I want to make.
Okay.
And then, but I put a point on here. It's strangely enough that everybody else, like in Tower Shores, got notices except the people that touch Lot 94, and that bothered some of the people. Each dwelling contains 5 bedrooms and could potentially have 10 people and or 20 people in the total buildings, with only 2 parking spots below the building. And one is going to be a rental unit, and the other is going to be his personal unit. Again, I've been there for 30 years.
Excuse me, the one is not
going to
be rental.
Okay. I have a question about that, though, because the county has dealt with that very issue before in litigation, probably 8 or 10 years ago. And the problem that the county has with that argument legally is that they legally can build, any one of these lot owners, if there's any vacant one, you could build a 10-bedroom house right on that property. Agreed. You know, so to argue, again, the bulk or the density or the height or the number of bedrooms, you know, I'm not sure that that necessarily carries the day.
I totally agree with that. But with the greater bedrooms of 5 bedrooms per unit, you're going to have a lot of people in there. With only minimum parking spots, there is no public parking in Tower Shores. My unit is directly behind the proposed building. We're going to have parking right in front of me. I know where there's going to be coming in front of me. And if you're going to have 5 bedrooms, you're going to have a lot of people down there. And they're not all going to show up in 2 cars.
That's as all the places in Bethany, though, or North Bethany.
Well, I understand, but there's no street parking and there's no public parking. So I don't know where the cars are going to park. That's not my issue, but I'm pointing that out. I fight with them all the time, people from other developments parking, other sections parking in my spots. Plus, the ocean road is only 10 feet wide. And children and people walk across that road up to the boardwalk to the beach. They're constantly walking out. There's no sidewalk, no area to walk along the side of the road. They walk on the road. And I sit there and I watch all the cars go by and I sit. So there's going to be, and then this Four Winds will be backing right out into the road. Construction plans show that the sand dunes will be lowered or removed and the excess sand pushed forward towards the ocean. As I said, the current dune is 5 feet high next to the ocean road and 10 feet high on the ocean side. Removal of the sand is critical to the construction plans in order to permit the under-the-building parking and to stay within the 42-foot height requirement. The proposal is to push all the sand forward towards the ocean. I estimate that this will require shifting 42,000 cubic feet of sand towards the ocean.
What construction plans are you referring to?
These.
I mean, that's just a proposed survey. I mean,
right.
It's not as though that there's been final, because certainly there's not been approval from the county or the Board of Adjustments.
So understand.
There's not any building plans, and I think the testimony from the gentleman was that this was just a survey outlining the footprint of the building. But I hear what
okay.
you're saying as
well. Okay.
Well, I'll grant that you could probably make some calculation based on the information that's there.
No, because he's trying. I hear words about Four Winds next door. Four Winds, I can stand on the road in Four Winds, look directly underneath Four Winds to the ocean. If I stand on Ocean Road now, I cannot see over the dunes where this property is because it's 10 feet high. In order to stay within the 42 feet, he's going to have to level those dunes down to where the Four Winds concern is. It's just impossible for him not to. He's going to have to level the dunes down, and he says he's going to push the dunes forward. I have seen many, many times where the storm surge comes up and wipes out all of the dunes, and there's a drop-off, and you've probably seen. I have some pictures here taken just last year of the sand coming onto Ocean Road and flooding Ocean Road and going underneath Four Winds, underneath Four Winds, underneath Cedar Shores, or not Cedar Shores.
No.
Ocean Road is totally covered with sand, and you can look at that. It's totally covered with sand, and the unit directly behind us is all sand covered. This happens every time there's a nor'easter, every time there's a heavy storm. You can look at those pictures. So the potential damage is significant. And again, I just say it's impossible for them to keep within the 42-foot height requirement and with under the building parking without wiping out the dunes. And again, during the past 30 years, I've witnessed many times this. And the code has been cited here, but Sussex Code 115-189 says that no primary dune material may be removed or displaced. FEMA's guidance says human alteration of the sand dunes within the V-zone is prohibited. Therefore, I propose that before any proposals are agreed to or proposed or agreed to, that an extensive engineering study begun. because I'm just fearful that the water is going to come right underneath the building and flood out the place, flood out the road, go right down, it can go right down Cove Road, you know, across to Route 1. And that the dune now is a continuation of Atlantic Watergate. Atlantic Watergate is a barrier. It's built before the zoning permit. There's this dune, and then there's Four Winds. If you eliminate the dunes, it's going to be washed away. You're going to push it forward, and it's going to be washed away at the first storm. I can guarantee you that. I've seen it after 30 years. That's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Thank you.
Last question.
Yeah, sure.
We're just trying to locate where your unit is. Are you in Watergate?
No, Atlantis 2, directly behind his driveway.
Across Ocean Road.
Across Ocean Road, right.
Okay, so you're on, that was developed by Condo Incorporated?
Yes, I think so.
Mr. Ellis originally?
It's 1973 it was built.
Okay, that was after, he was after.
Gaze owned the property.
Okay, I was just trying to think of what it was. But they also went through a public hearing to build those buildings. But the regulations were a little different.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, I was trying to figure out where you were. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? No questions, gentlemen? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. The next public hearing.